In this bulletin, a Tamil asylum seeker family relocated to the Christmas Island Detention Centre. Australian journalists urged to fight to protect press freedom. And in tennis, Serena Williams advances to the round of 16 at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Supporters of a Tamil asylum seeker family say they've been taken to the Christmas Island Detention Centre. The youngest daughter of a Tamil couple facing deportation from Australia was on Friday granted an injunction temporarily barring her deportation to Sri Lanka. The Australian-born two-year-old girl, her older sister and parents were in the process of being deported on Thursday night when a judge dramatically halted their removal. Family friend Rebecca Holt says the relocation to Christmas Island happened in the early hours of Saturday morning without any communication with the family's lawyers. A new report has found 3.7 million refugee children do not go to school. The report by the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, found that only 63% of refugee children go to primary school, compared to 91% globally. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming urged governments around the world to fund a new initiative aimed at kickstarting secondary education for refugees.
Our goal is to get every refugee child in school. We won't be able to achieve the Sustainable Development Goal number 4 if we don't. But more importantly, we are missing the chance to contribute to the healing, to the well-being and of refugee children and also to the future of their countries.
Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee insists the government is committed to improving the Great Barrier Reef, which a new report lists as having a very poor outlook. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority on Friday released its third five-yearly outlook for the reef, which pinpoints climate change as the greatest threat to the health of the world's largest coral ecosystem. Ms. Lee says the government is investing $1.2 billion in the reef as well as its $3.5 billion climate solutions package. Professor Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council says more drastic action needs to be taken.
Well, what needs to happen is a lot of things. We need to reduce the other stresses on the reef, such as runoff from agriculture, such as sugarcane farms, which are also impacting the reef. But most of all, we need to address the main stress, which is climate change. And the only way we can do that is stop burning fossil fuels.
Veteran journalist from the Philippines Maria Ressa has urged Australian journalists to fight to protect press freedom. The co-founder of the news site Rappler has been arrested twice this year, accused of cyber libel, violating security laws and corporate tax evasion. Ms. Ressa has told SBS News Australians should not be complacent about the erosion of press freedom.
Fight for your freedoms before you get weaker. What we've seen is death by a thousand cuts. People look away and, you know, oh, it's only a small little bite. Oh, it's only a cut. Look at the rights that are guaranteed by the government, by your law, and fight for it.
Two released Hong Kong activists have vowed to fight on after they were charged with inciting others to join a protest outside a police station in June. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow have been released on bail, with their case adjourned until November. Agnes Chow says she refuses to be intimidated.
We can see very clearly the regime and the Hong Kong government is trying to create a white terror to try to scare Hong Kong people to not to participate in the social movement and in the democratic movement in the future.
The arrests come as Saturday's mass march was called off by organisers after it was banned by officials. And to sport, in tennis, Serena Williams has moved another step closer to a record-tying 24th career Grand Slam title with a comfortable 6-3, 6-2 victory over Czech Karolina Mokova to reach the last 16 at the US Open. Wimbledon quarter-finalist Mokova held serve for an early 3-2 lead in her first career meeting with Williams, but the six times champion cranked up the pace and won the next seven games to take over the match. Williams' next opponent will be Croatian 22nd seed Petra Martic. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, morning showers 20, Adelaide partly cloudy 20, Melbourne sunny 18, Hobart partly cloudy 20, Canberra early fog and light frost 17, Wollongong partly cloudy 17, Sydney a few showers 19, Newcastle rain 18, Brisbane mostly sunny, 24. Cairns mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin sunny, 32. This is SBS News.